Vows and Questions, written by Wandering Jedi Historian, and read by Cray Cathonia. Rated for general audiences and no arc of warning supply. For the fandom of Star Wars prequel trilogy and the relationship of Jango Fett, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Miles the Mandalorian. With the additional tags of Alternate Universe, Mandalore Jango Fett, Jedi Watchman Obi-Wan, Pantoran Miles, and Being a Fighter Who is Good with Kids Makes Obi-Wan Serious Mando Bait. We can ask him to swear the Ritterrock, right? I mean, it might make his position as Watchman a conflict of interest or something, but honestly, that's a minor detail, Miles said. Jango snorted. I'd be more worried about if his order would allow it, he pointed out. Miles sighed, and it made Jango smile. Usually, he was the impulsive one. It was a refreshing change of pace for it to be his beloved Pantoran this time. Look at him, Shara, Miles said, gesturing towards Obi-Wan. As if there was anything else Jango could do. Obi-Wan was stunning as he worked through his katas normally. They had both enjoyed watching him more than once. Enjoyed watching the way Obi-Wan flushed when they praised his grace and discipline. But this? This was something else entirely. It was so much better. Ade, Jango, he's teaching Ade, Miles pointed out, totally unnecessarily. The Mandalore nudged his Pantoran Redur. I can see that, he assured. The children had been there for self-defense classes. Obi-Wan had immediately made to leave so they could have the space, but when a dozen sets of pleading young eyes turned to him, his resolve crumbled. He'd been patiently demonstrating different saber moves for nearly half an hour. It was glorious. We should check the archives, Jango said. See if they mention anything about marriage. We can call it a political one if that'll help. Miles nodded thoughtfully, mind already considering possibilities. It would look good to the Republic, right? Talk about a way to say, see, we're playing nice. The human cackled. Yes, see, we don't intend to start a conflict. We married the Jedi you sent us and everything, he teased. I'm sure the Senate would love that. No one gossips more than politicians and their aides. The Pantoran laughed. Very true. Though I suppose it probably would raise a few brows on the Jedi Council if we asked, he conceded. Jango grinned. Just a few, he agreed. They lapsed into silence as they watched Obi-Wan demonstrate a fancy lightsaber twirling move. He has to know how attractive this is, right? Jango observed. Miles waved a non-committal hand. Maybe not. He flirts as easily as he breathes, but he really means it. This is probably much the same, he pointed out. Jango sighed and had to concede that Miles was right. What were you teaching them? Jango asked at mid-meal. Obi-Wan smiled as he poured himself a glass of shig. Oh, most of it was very basic forms, he explained. At least at first. I didn't try to explain the theory behind the more complex moves, and chose to just show them ones that they would enjoy seeing. Miles smirked. You stopped attempting to teach and agreed to just show off, he teased. The Jedi blushed a little. Perhaps, he conceded. He grew more serious. A great many things are harder to explain to someone without the Force. Lightsabers are one of those things. Someone who cannot feel the kyber crystal can't truly understand what it's like to connect with a lightsaber. And so, much of what we are taught as Jedi doesn't make sense. I didn't want to upset or frustrate them with things they literally cannot understand, because they lack the key to do so. Django considered that for a long moment. I never thought of it that way, he admitted. How the simple fact of having the Force must make most things so different. Obi-Wan smiled softly at that. I think it's more that we approach a great number of things differently, he explained. A different point of view, if you will. Miles grinned at that. Is that where your favorite phrase comes from? The Pantoran teased. From a certain point of view. He laughed when the question made Obi-Wan let out an indelicate snort. That came from my former master, he replied. And a great many other diplomats who are far too used to having to creatively explain things to avoid conflict escalating. Or even just to make annoying politicians stop talking. That earned hearty laughter from both Django and Miles. If you have any suggestions on doing the same with bureaucrats who like to hear themselves talk, please share, Miles requested as he topped up his glass. It wasn't a plea. Not at all. It was merely a request. Django winced. We certainly have plenty of those, he agreed. Obi-Wan inclined his head, silently offering his agreement and sympathy. Neither Mandalorian was offended. They were well aware of what their own people were like. Sadly, those sorts of bureaucrats are a constant of the galaxy, Obi-Wan lamented. Miles sighed despairingly. As the Mandalore's right hand, even before he and Django married, he dealt with far more of the bureaucrats and politicians than he had ever desired or intended to. But he wouldn't trade Django for anything. Will you do it again? Django asked, steering them back onto more entertaining topics. The Jedi smiled, pleased that they both approved of his actions. I'd be honored to do so, if anyone is interested, he assured. That made Django smile. I think you'd have rather a large audience if you made it known you were going to demonstrate, he said. Miles grinned slowly. You know what else would draw a crowd? Django raised a brow. What? The Pantoran's grin only grew. You have several sizes of Beskad in the armory, he pointed out. Realization dawned on Django's face. Oh, he said. That would be fun. Miles smirked. Wouldn't it? And you'd both get to show off. Obi-Wan was a little confused, and not ashamed to admit it. What would be fun? He asked. Django turned to him. How would you feel about sparring with me? You with your saber, me with a Beskad. Obi-Wan's eyes widened for a moment, before his expression morphed into a slow grin. Why, Mandalore, I would be delighted. Django grinned widely. Excellent, he replied. Miles chuckled. This is going to be fun. I think I'll bring Bangkorn, he declared. The end.